Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Beis, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So yesterday we began the third perek in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, perek Kol Atzlamim, which is a new topic. It discusses the halacha of Tzlamim of Avodah Zarah. Specifically, can one be nene from Avodah Zarah? The halacha is of being mevatel Avodah Zarah. Either way, another daf gemara, and then Bezrat Hashem at the end of the daf will come back and speak out just a little bit more about Cholov Stam. So the Mishnah had began with a machloikis tanoim regarding tzlamim. So a tzelen, literally translated, is an image or a statue of some sort. Rameir said that tzlamim, even though technically there were an avodah zarah, still you're not allowed to have anah. You can't have anah from avodah zarah. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis Hilchos avodah zarah that if somebody does have anah from avodah zarah, he's loikis shtayim, he's over two lavin sheyesh by maisa loisavi toyeva el beisecha v'lo yidbak biyah. What about a tzelem? So Rameir said, you can't have enough from a tzelem either. Because nevodim pamachas b'shana, one day a year, people used to worship the tzlamim, and as a result, you have to be concerned. What emerged in the Gemara was that the truth is most tzlamim were not nevad, not even once a year, but there were a miut of tzlamim that were. Rameir is chayish l'miut, and as a result, Rameir held that kol tzlamim asurim because of the chshash, because of the miut of people that are oivet atzelim pamachas b'shana. The Chachamim argued, the Chachamim who hold that we're not chayesh l'miut, the Chachamim said we can go bas a roiv tzlamim, and roiv tzlamim are never nevad, stating that if you have a tzelam that's holding either a stick, a bird, or a bull, because of symbolism of a deity of Avodah Zarah, those tzlamim would be awesome. Rav Shimon Gamliel was the kasev ashlishi hamachriya b'neim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said it depends. It's true that not all tzlamim are asar, but it's also true that not only three types of tzlamim are asar, but rather any tzelem, any statue, any figure of a person that's holding something, kol sheyesh biyadoi kol davar, the Gemara said, afilu tzroi, afilu kisei, maybe even tzoya, teiku, even those things are going to be asar. Otherwise, it's not going to be asar. And then the Gemara got into a discussion about shivrei avodah zarah. So if the halacha is, a guy can be mevatel as avodah zarah. So a guy takes his getchka, he throws it on the ground, smashes it into 1,000 pieces, it's no longer avodah zarah. At that point, you would be able to have anah. The shaila was, avodah zarah shenishtabra meila. Let's say it broke, but it broke by itself. So nobody proactively went and destroyed the avodah zarah, but on its own it fell and now it broke. Do we look at it as this, it's bottle? Do we assume the guy, after he sees that his Avodah Zarah fell on its own, was Mevatel the Avodah Zarah or not? And it was a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, Avodah Kechavim Shenishtabra Me'eleh Asura. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish said that Avodah Kechavim Shenishtabra Me'eleh is going to be Mutter. Again, the breaking in and of itself doesn't constitute the bittel, but the assumption is, according to Reish Lakish, that when the guy sees that the Avodah Zarah broke, he's going to think, the Avodah Zarah couldn't help itself. How's it going to help me? So thus, he's going to be Mevat. Rabbi Yechanan argued. Rabbi Yechanan said, Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Me'eleh is going to be awesome. And the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Hamoitzei Shivrei Tzlamim Harelim. If somebody finds broken shards of a tzelem, the halacha is, it's going to be mutter. Now the Mishnah, Kipshuta, is going according to Rameir, who holds that kol tzlamim asurim. All tzlamim are asur, because v'chayish l'miyuta, v'chayish for the miut of tzlamim, that are nevad, pamachas b'shana. Yet, if you find shivrei tzlamim, the halacha is, it's going to be mutter. And the Gemara said, bishlam, according to Reish Lakish, I understand the halacha. The pshat in the halacha is, because really, whenever you see shvarim, the assumption is that for sure, the of Goy was Mevatelet. And in fact, says the Gemara, it makes sense that just like according to Rameir, that Slomim are Aser, Shivrei Slomim are Mutter, so according to the Chachamim, that Avodah Zarah is Aser, Shivrei Avodah Zarah will be Mutter as well. But the Gemara's kasha was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the only time Shvarim, Shivrei Avodah Zarah, are considered to be Mutter is if you know for sure the guy broke it. But if it broke by itself, Avodah Zarah Shenishtabri Me'aleh, Rabbi Yochanan holds, is Aser, then why if you find Shivrei Avodah Zarah, is it us? Now the Mishnah just said Shivrei Tzlamim, but the Gemara assumes that if Shivrei Tzlamim are Aser, Alibid Rameir, who holds Kolat Tzlamim Asurim, then Shivrei Avodah Zarah would be Aser, according to the Chachamim that hold Avodah Zarah is Aser. And the Gemara's kasha was that why should Shivrei Avodah Zarah be Mutter? L'chura, we should view it as it possibly being usher because of the possibility, that maybe it broke by itself. And if it broke by itself, at that point, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Avodas Kechavin Shenishtabrei Eileh is going to be usher. So the Gemara said, you're right. It's true. The only time Shvarim Amutter is Shivrei Tzlamim, not Shivrei Avodah Zarah. What's the difference? So the Gemara said, because on Shivrei Tzlamim, you have a Svek Sveka. By Shivrei Avodah Zarah, you only have one Safik. Shivrei Tzlamim, you have a Svek Sveka. Because even Rav Meir, that's Machmer, he's only Machmer Misafik, because he's Chayish Lamayuta. But it could be this Avodah Zarah was never Nevad. So you have a Safik that maybe it was never Nevad, the Tzelem. Plus, you have a Safik, maybe it was broken. Svek Sveka, it's going to be Mutter. As opposed to Shivrei Avodah Zarah, where you don't have a Svek Sveka, all you have is one Safik. For that reason, it's going to be Aser. Why by one Safik will it be Aser? Because ain't Safik Maitzmi Devade. Avodah Zarah, you know for sure, is Aser. You have a Safik, maybe it became bottle. Ain't Safik Maitzmi Devade. Fake the Gemara. Ain't Safik Maitzmi Devade. Is that true? Two lines from the bottom. But how do you learn to the Braisa? Of Rabbi Yehuda, Maitzmi Bishav Chasei Shal Maitzik. There was a story where there was a Maitzik. Rashi says, Gavra Alama, a very strong and powerful person. And he had a Shifcha. Shehitila Nefalabar. And this Shifcha miscarried a child. And she took the child and she threw it into a pit. Uba Kayin. And a Kayin came, the Hatzitz, and took a look inside the pit. So, hovered over the pit, laid that to determine im Zachar im Nekeva, to see if this child was a Zachar, if the child was a Nekeva. And the reason was because this Shifcha wanted to know how many you made Tum and how many you made Taira, she was going to have to sit. She was Tumay, Tumas Yeladis, and the question was, how long was she going to be Tumay for? Now, what happened was, the person that looked was a Kayin. A Kayin is not allowed to be metame to a mace. One of the ways a kohen can be metame to a mace is tumas oil. One of the ways he can be metame to a mace oil is by being mahil. If a person himself becomes the oil over the mace, that constitutes tumas oil. So essentially, this kohen had now become tome, tumas mace, al yidei mahil. Now, so he goes to the rabbis now. And they told him that you're tar. You have nothing to worry about. The reason is because there were different animals and insects that were matsui there. And the assumption is that the nafel wasn't there. Meaning he went to look at the nafel to see if it's a zachar nekeva. He was the rav. So he's trying to help out this woman. Turns out he was machlis himself into a major shiloh. But there was good news. The good news was he never saw the nafel. So was he now tummy to masayil? So he goes to ask the chacham and they go, no. Lamaisa, you didn't see the nafel there, and chuda bardlus mitzuyim sham. And as a result, we could assume it's not there. If it's not there, you're not tummy. Freit the gemara v'hachad vadi hitilo. We know for sure there was a vadai that this nafel, this fetus was there, and safik garu, safik loy garu. It's only a safik if the bardlus and the chulda took it away. V'kasi safik still. What did the chachamim tell him? That you're tahar because the safik, the tzad, the possibility that maybe the chulda and the Bardless took away the nafel is Moitzmi Devade. He says, don't worry about the Vade Tumah. So what do you see? That suffix Moitzmi Devade says the Gemara, no. Lo yitei tila nafel abar. Don't say the story was where there was for sure nafel in the bar. Ele eme tila kemin nafel abar. The story was where this woman miscarried a child, but it was in the early stages of her pregnancy. So it wasn't even clear if it was a baby yet, if it had the form, if it had the tzura of a vlad. So it wasn't even clear that there was Tumah. So there's a suffix if there was Tumah. And now there's a suffix that maybe the Nachash or the Chulda or the Bardless took away this nafel. As a result, it's a suffix and a suffix. That's why the Chachamim told him that he was tar. But the Gemara says, V'haleida im zachar im nekeva huktani. It says that the kohen was going to see if it was a zachar or a nekeva. Meaning it sounds like we know for sure it was a nafel. The question just was the gender. But in terms of whether or not it was a nafel, it sounds like that's clear. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. No, that's just add a little bit of words to the Braisa to make it work. The Shiloh was, the reason the kohen was going was to determine, number one, im ruachi pila im nafel. To see if it was in fact the child, and if it was in fact the child, to know if it was a zachar in the cave. But it's not true that they knew for sure it was a child, but the shaila just was zachar in the cave. They weren't even sure if it was a nafel. Maybe it was a ruach. As a result, it was a safik. That's why the chachamim were matter, because it was a safik if there was ever tumah in the bar. Intim tzoloimar, there was tumah. There's a suffix that maybe the chulda and the bardlus removed it. Suffix is maitzim day suffix. Viba yaseim, alternatively, kivish chulda bardlus mensuyish and vadigaru. Or you could say that no. Maybe the story was we know for sure that there was a nafel there. If we know for sure there was a nafel, there was vaday tumah. If there was vaday tumah, then why was this person told that he's tar l'chayra because of the bardlus and the chulda? It's only a suffix that the bardlus and the chulda did what it did. Or says, no, Kubi was considered a vadai. Because given the chulda and the bardless mansuyim shom, we look at it as a vadai. Vadai garu, the bottom line is, it wasn't a suffik being baitse midei vadai. Either it was a suffik baitse midei suffik, or it was a vadai baitse midei vadai. Either way, so we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, avoydis kechavim shemishtabru meile. Rabbi Yechanan said aser, Reish Lakish says mutter, and we're going to have a whole amud and change of Gemara that's going to go back and forth and discuss this machlokes. Eisevei, veikta Gemara, akasha, matzat. Tavnis Yod, Tavnis Regal. The Mishnah said that if somebody finds Shivrit Slamim, it's Mutter. However, if the Shever was the Tzura of a hand or a foot, Hare Elu Asurim. And the reason is, Mipnei Sheka Yoytzebem Nevad. Because we assume that it's a possibility that maybe people worship the Yad and people worship the Nevad. Why is it also Hashvarim Ninu? It's Shvarim. At the end of the day, it's broken. So if it's broken, it should be mutter. So it's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. Freak the Gemara. I mean, according to Reish Lakish, that Shvarim are always mutter. Why is a Yad or a Regal different? Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shvarim are not always mutter. Shvarim are only mutter if you know the person was Mevatle. But if you don't know that the person was Mevatle, if it broke by itself, for example, it's going to be Aser. So there's a tzad that Shvarim could be Aser. Maybe that's the beer in Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regal. But according to Reish Lakish, that Shvarim are always mutter, even if it's Nishtabra Me Eileo. So why Matzah Tavnis Yad, Tavnis Regal are Reilu Yisurim? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer, what we said already yesterday. But we're not talking about regular shvarim. We're talking about when the shever was now on a platform and it was on somebody's brake front. It's a little bit different. When it's on a basis already, at this point, even though it's a shever, but it shows it's a davar shel chshivus, and it's for that reason it's going to be us. But enachanami could be all shvarim, even yad, even regal. If it's not a basis, and if the guy didn't go out of his way to show that he's being machshivin, it's in fact going to be more. A guy has an ability to be mevatel his own avodas kechavim. That's this whole idea. If a guy breaks his avodah zarah, the avodah zarah becomes mutter. Vishal chaver, a guy could also be mevatel avodah Zara of his friend. That's a chiddush. So if a guy walks into his friend's house, takes his friend's avodah zara, slams it on the floor, breaks it into 1,000 pieces, the avodah zara is not going to be aser. How could I go and do something? It doesn't matter. A guy can be mevatel his own avodah zara, he can be mevatel his friend's avodah zara as well. V'Yisrael, a yid, ain't a mevatel avodah kechav and shalei v'kechav. A guy cannot be mevatel avodah zara of his friend. Now, these are all mishnayos later in the parak. A guy, a yid, cannot be mevatel his own avodah zara either. So if a guy has avodah zara and he takes avodah zara and he's mevatel it, it's not avodah zara anymore. It becomes ois avodah zara. If a yid has avodah zara and he says I'm mevatel harelu b'telem uvutalim, he does it together with his bir chametz, it doesn't matter. The halacha is it doesn't become mutter b'ano. A yid has to destroy the avodah zara. Yailichem yet liyam amelach. We'll see what a yid has to do with his avodah zara later in the parak. A guy can be mevatel avodah zara. A yid cannot be mevatel avodah zara. Says the Mishnah another halacha. A guy could be mevatel his avodah zara and his friend the sheik gets his avodah zara as well. A yid, just like he can't be mevatel his own avodah zara, he certainly can't be mevatel another yid's avodah zara. He can't even mevatel a guy's avodah zara. Says the Gemara, Amai, a festikasho, tihavi kavodas kechavim shenishtabru meileo. If a yid goes and he breaks the guy's avodah zara, why is it also? Bishloimo, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds avodas kechavim shenishtabru meileo asura. I hear, but according to Reish Lakish, that holds avodas kechavim shenishtabru meileo is mutter. What does that mean? That means as soon as the guy wakes up in the morning and he sees that his avodah zara is broken, such as when Terach woke up in the morning and he saw what happened to his avodah zara. So the halach is, we assume he's mevatel the avodah zara, and at that point, it's going to be mutter. So what's the difference if it broke by himself or if a yid broke it? Why should a yid breaking the avodah zara of his neighbor, the guy, be gara from avodah kechavim shenishtabru meileo? You're right, the yid broke it. Yid doesn't have a koich mevatel avodah zara. Take the yid out of the picture. It's broken. That's the bottom line. The bottom line of broken and avodah zara that's broken is always mutter. Amar Abaya, Abaya said shepichasa. We're talking about where it wasn't broken. This halacha that when a yid is mevatel avodah zara of a guy, it's not batel. It's not talking when he breaks it. When he breaks it, according to Reish Lakish, it would be mutter. Because it's broken. And once it's broken, Reish Lakish holds, even if it's nishtabri me'ele, it's going to be mutter. We're talking about where he just hit it, Rashi says. Anshen nisma chatzurasa. He just changed the form of the avodah zara. But he didn't actually destroy it. Being that he didn't destroy it, halacha is different. But the Gemara says, v'chipichasa mayhavi. Why is it different that he just disformed it. But tonight we learned in a Mishnah, Pichaso, Afu Pishalei Chisra Betel. At the end of the day, it constitutes Bittel. So if this Pichaso, whatever that is exactly, if it constitutes Bittel, and Avedas Kechavim, that's Nisbatla Me'ileo, is Mutter, so what's the difference if the Yid broke it or if he was Pichasitz? The Gemara says, no, very simple. Hani Mili de Pichaso Avedas Kechavim, Afu Pichaso Yisrael, Loi Batla. Meaning, it's true. Pichaso is considered Bittel. So a person can be Mevatl. Goy can be Mevatl Avedas Zor by breaking the Avedas Zor. He can be Mevatl Avedas Zor by hitting it until it starts becoming, looking different. That constitutes Bittel. That's true. But as it relates to the halacha of Avodas Kechavim Sh'Nishtaber Me'ileh, where Shlokish said a chiddush, that even though it happened by itself, it's mutter, that he only said by Nishtaber. If it wasn't Nishtaber, there's no such halacha. So granted, if a Yid would go to his Goyz Avodas Zarah, and he would break it to the point that it was Nishtaber, Reb Shlokish would hold it would be mutter. Not because the Yid has a koyach to be Mevatel Avodas Zarah. He doesn't. He can't be Mevatel his own Avodas Zarah. He can't even be Mevatel a Goyz Avodas Zarah. But it's like Gara from Nishtaber Me'ileh. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where he didn't break. We're talking about where it was Pichasa. If all it was Pichasa, over there, there's no halacha of Avodas Kechavim Shenifchasa Me'eleo is going to be mutter. You need that the one that was Pichasa had Kavana to be Mevatlet. A Yid's Kavana of Bittel is not considered a Bittel. Thus, a guy could do it to his own, a guy could do it to another guy's. A Yid would not be able to do it even to, oh, guys. Rava, my Rava says, La'olam ki Pichasa Yisrael, Nami B'teilo. It could be, maybe it's natural. Maybe you don't make a chiluk between the Shtabra and Pichasa, and if Rish Lakish holds Avodas Kechavim Shenishtabra Me'eleo is mutter because Nishtabra is considered bittel, then the same halacha would be true with regards to Pichasa. So that Avodas Kechavim Shenifchasa Me'eleo, I don't know if that's possible, but if a Yid al Kopanim would be Pichasa, the halacha is it would be mutter because the Yid is like Gara from it happening Me'eleo. Why then if a Yid goes to a guy's fingers and a mutter, it's a gzeira, Dilma Magbala, because we're afraid that the Yid may pick up this Avodah Zarah, he'll be koine it, v'hadar mevatala, and then he'll be mevatalit, v'havi Avodah Kechavim b'yad Yisrael, and then it's going to be a Yid's Avodah Zarah, v'chal Avodah Kechavim b'yad Yisrael, in a b'teil l'aylam, and any Avodah Kechavim that's b'yad Yisrael, that already can't be. The Chachamim were very, very, very stringent. They said there's no way a Yid could just be mevatal Avodah Zarah. We have to, v'yid bak b'yotcha mu'umam min acherim, we have to uproot it literally like a machik timcha zecher amolik type of idea. We have to absolutely destroy it. So for a Yid's Avodah Zarah, we're not going to have any leniencies. So this was like a gzera that any time a Yid does anything to Avodah Zarah, it shouldn't constitute bittel. Why atu the Yid's own Avodah Zarah? Either way, get familiar with that line. Gzeira Dilma Magbal of Ahadam of Apple of Ahava, which is coming by Yisroel, because the Gemara is going to repeat it now several times. Esvei Akum Shehevi Avadam and Amarkulis, a guy who took stones from Markulis. Markulis was one of the infamous Avodah Zarah, where we learned it in detail when we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, but the idea was it was an Avodah Zarah where you would take stones and you would put it in a certain surah, but you took Avonim and you would worship it, you would offer it up to the Avodah Zarah known as Markulis. So it says the Braisa Akum Shevi Avadam Markulis of a guy takes stones from Markulis, Vichipa Behem Drochen, and he used them to pave roads. Vesartiois, the Rashash says is the right Gersa. Mutaro is Talochi is Mutter, Vistrol Shevi Avadam Markulis, a Yid, however, who takes stones from Markulis, Vichipa Behem Drochen, Vesartiois Asuris. It's going to be awesome. So if a guy takes stones from Markulis and now he uses it to paved stones, he needed a stone, so what did he do? He went to Markulis and he took one of the stones from there. See, he was mevatel the Avodah Zarah by taking the Evan from Markulis, putting it on the floor, using it as cement. So at this point, it doesn't have a din Avodah Zarah anymore. If a Yid does it, not fake the Gemara, my Akash and Rish Lakish, Tiabak Avodah Kechavish and Ishtabri Me'eleh. When the Yid takes the Evan from Markulis, it should be loigara, as if the stone would have fallen by itself. At the end of the day, it was Nishtabra. Markulis was Nishtabra. So let it be Mutis Abishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan. No, Avodas Kechavim Shenishtabra Me'eleh is also. But according to Rabbi Shlokish, that Avodas Kechavim Shenishtabra Me'eleh is Mutter. Why is this not Mutter? Hachanami says, the Gemara could Rava. You'll have to say what Rava said. What did Rava say? It's a Gzeira. Otto, a Yid might be Koina the Evan. Or the point is, if you're going to allow a Yid to be Mevatel, a Goyz Avodah Zarah, he may come to Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah, and a Yid cannot be Mevatel his own Avodah Zarah. Eitzvei, another kasha, Kechavim, Sheshifa, Avodah Kechavim, Litzarchai, a guy who had Avodah Zarah, he had a stone that was Avodah Zarah, and he was smoothing it, the stone itself. So the halacha is, if he was doing it, Litzarchai, because he wanted the wood for himself, or he wanted what was coming off the wood for himself, he the avodah zarah itself, vishifuya, and the thing that's coming off of it, mutar. Because we constitute bittul, it's like breaking the avodah zarah. The tzar chabal, let's say he's doing it for the avodah zarah, to beautify the avodah zarah. He asura. So the avodah zarah itself remains aser. The shifuya mutarim, but the little bit of saw that comes off of it, that dust, that's going to be mutar. V'yisrael shashifa avodah kechavim, but a yid that does it, bein letzarcha, whether he does it for his own cause, bein letzarcha, he v'shifuya, it's all going to be aser. Why? The same thing. Because a yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah, and even if he breaks it, but amai, same kasha, te'avik avodah kechavim, sh'nishtabri me'ilel, why is the yid doing it worse than if it happened by itself? Hachanami k'derava, the same teretz. It really shouldn't be worse. And based on Rish Lakish's halacha of avodas kechavim shenishtaber me'leh, this should be mutter. But if a yid does it, it's worse, because there's a gzeira after if a yid would do it to his own avodas zara. Eisvei another kashya. Eisvei Rabbi Yosi says, sheichek v'zara l'ruach. If somebody has avodas zara that's metal, it's not wood, it's metal. So what do? Sheichek, you grind it. V'zara l'ruach, you can just throw it up in the air. Oy, matal yam, you throw it into the yam. This is a yid's avodah zarah, which you completely have to destroy. That's what you're supposed to do with it. Amar Leidi told Rabbi Yosi, that's not a good idea. If you're going to be shoichek and you're going to be zaira is one of the lamatas malachas, something that is one of the integral things that people do when you work on a farm. By you being shoichek v'zaira l'ruach, the matches is going to now fertilize the field. You're going to have now some hanah from the avodah zarah. V'ksiv lo yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherem. You can't have hanah. But the Gemara says, amai, why is it a big deal? T'yavik avodah z'kichovim shenishtabra me'leo. Why don't we assume that the shoichek v'zaira l'ruach blibes bittel? If it's bittel, then you're not being over la yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherem. So what are you going to tell me? Because a yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah. But it should be like gara from avodah zarah shenishtabra me'leo, according to Rish Lakish. That's mutter. The Gemara says the same. Teretz is Rava. It's true. It really is Avodas Kechavim Shenishtaber Me'leh. And really, according to Rish Lakish, it should be Mutter. The reason it's not Mutter is because of the Gzeira. A Yid can't be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, even if there's some Cheshbin. Ought to we make come to Mevatel Zon Avodah Zarah? Esvei Rabbi Yosi Ben Yassi Noimim. What's the dark going? Is somebody found the tzura of a darkoin? So darkoin is going to be mentioned in the next Mishnah. This was some serpent of some sort that was a very popular avodah zarah back in the day. So if somebody found the tzura of a darkoin, this is avodah zarah. The roish chatuch, and the head of it was off. So it didn't have a head. Safik, oivet kechavim chatuch. He has a safik now. Did a guy knock off its head, behead it? Safik Yisrael chatuch. Maybe Yisrael did it. So the halacha is mutter. It's going to be mutter. Vada Yisrael chatcha. If we know for sure that Yisrael was the one that beheaded it, and then the halacha is, it's going to be us. But the Gemara says, amai. Why is it us? Even if you know for sure that a yid did it. Why should a yid taking the head off this serpent, this darkoin, be any worse than what the, than if had it happened by itself, which according to Rish Lakish is good? So again, I said, get familiar with this teretz. It's only exer. And Chanami, really, the halachas should be okay. Eisvei, another kasher. Eisvei says, "Af lo yurakos b'maysak shomim." So the context over there is planting underneath an asherah tree. So Rabbi Yosi says you're not even allowed to plant yurakos, vegetables, even b'maysak shomim. The reason is b'neisha hanavoyin esheres aleh, because the leaves are going to fall off the asherah tree. They're going to be on the what you planted, and it's going to fertilize what it is you planted. And you're going to be nena from the asher. Asher is avodah zarah. You can't have any ana from the asher. But the Gemara says, amai, te'avik avodas kechavim shenishtabra me'leo. Gishmak kasha. When the leaves fall off the asherah, that is, forget this, has nothing to do with a yit. It should be a classic case of avodas kechavim shenishtabra me'leo. Just, isn't this textbook Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? You have an asherah tree, and now the leaves fell off, branches fell off, it landed on what you planted, it's going to fertilize it. It's a problem. You haven't gone up. No, you're not. Because what fell off is avodas kechavim shenishtabra. And according to Rish Lakish, avodas kechavim shenishtabra, even me'ela, which is what happened, just fell on its own. This is nature. It just fell. So what's the halacha? The halacha is its mutter. So why can you have hanah from the nevoya of the asherah? L'churit should be avodas kechavim shenishtabra me'ela. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only time avodas kechavim shenishtabra is mutter is if somebody did it. He was mevatel it. Okay. Nobody did it. This just happened. But according to Reish Lakish, even if it happens by itself, L'chura Chaviyasar says the Gemara. Now, this is already different. Shani Hasim, the Ikra Avodas Kechavim Kayemes. Over here, being that the Ikra Avodas Kechavim, that Asher itself is still standing, only a part of it fell off, that's not called Avodas Kechavim Shenishtaber. The definition of Avodas Kechavim Shenishtaber is when the Ikra at least broke. Roshe V'rubai is broken. But if the Ikra is Kayem, just some leaves, some branches fell off, that's not called. But the Gemara says, from today's daf, we have a raya not that way. V'hashifuyin. One of the examples were, we had Avodah Zarah, and you were just smoothing it out a little bit, and a little bit of wood fell off. So what was the halacha? The ikra avodas chacham chayeves, over there, where the ikra avodas zara is kayvik tani l'sarchi asura, that if you did it for the avodas zara, the halacha is, he, meaning the avodas zara itself is asura, the shifuya, but what came off of the avodas zara, is going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? Why is it different than the leaves of the tree? Why don't you say that, being that the ikr of the avodas zara is kayim, that even what came off should be asur? So the Gemara says, you're right. If we're afraid of shu, oh, not a different reason. So the only time, even Rav Shlokish holds, that avodas kechavim shenishtav meleh is mutter, is if it's out of the ordinary. But if what happened was in the usual course of business, what happened was ordinary, it's not going to be asur. But what was... It's not going to be mutter. What was Reish Lakish's svara? Reish Lakish said, Avodah Zarah couldn't help itself. How's it going to help me? So that's true. If the guy comes home and he sees that Avodah Zarah is on the floor and his head fell off and the kapli yadayim fell off, right? That was the case of dogon. So over there he's going to say, boy, if dogon couldn't help itself, how's it going to help me? But if a person has an asherah tree that he worships and he comes and he sees the leaves fell off, you know, during the season when leaves are supposed to fall off, he's not going to think anything. So the whole svara of Reish Lakish is predicated on something happening out of the ordinary, which he's going to take as a sign that the powers that he had previously attributed to this mishagas is obviously a mishagas. But if what happened was natural, he's not going to think that. I mean, that he's not going to think that there, that halacha doesn't apply. If there's a kan, so a kan is a nest, there were birds living in the nest, and it was on the top of a tree, that's hektish. So the halacha is loy nenin. You now have anna, midirabana, v'loy mayalin. But at the same time, there's no isemila midei raisa. So loy nenen v'loy mayalin comes up a lot, especially when you learn kachin. And it's a little tricky. Loy nenen means you're not allowed to have hana. Loy mayalin means you're not mayal. The two loys don't mean the same thing. But it sounds like they're saying that you can't have hana and you can't be mayal. No, it's not what it means. Loy nenen means you can't have hana. Thou shall not. That's what the first loy means. The second loy means you are not or you cannot. There is no mi'ila. So you cannot have hana midirabana, but at the same time, there's no mila midei rice. That's if the kan was on the top of a tree. That was hekish. What if it was on the top of a tree that's an asherah tree? So there the halacha is, yat is bekan. If you want, you can get it. How do you get it? You take a stick and you find a way to take the nest. Now the Gemara says, kasolka daitach, it's fair to assume, that this nest that the birds made, where did they get the wood to make the nest? They probably took it from the tree. Meaning, they took the atzei asherah and they made a nest. V'ktani yatiz bekana. And it says it's okay. Now, l'chura, why is it okay? Shouldn't it be a problem? You're trying to take the nest. You want to have anah from the nest, presumably. How you let have anah from the nest? So what are you going to tell me? Because it was nishtabra. But this shloim, according to Reish Lakish, now we're flipping the script. So this shloim, according to Reish Lakish, that holds avodas kechavim shenishtabra meileh is mutter. Okay, so it's mutter. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that avodas kechavim shenishtabra meileh is aser. So even though it was nishtabra, but no one was mevatalit. If nobody was mevatalit, then it should be aser. So till now, all the kashas were kashas on Reish Lakish. This kash is a kash on Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that avodas kechavim shenishtabra meileh is aser. Then why are you taking the nest? What are you going to do with the nest? You're not allowed to take the nest. If you're going to take the nest, you can have enough from it. L'chur, you're not allowed to have enough from it. Says the Gemara, no, we know for sure that this nest didn't come from the Atzei Asherah. The nest came from somewhere else. And that's how the birds made it. I'll prove it. Because by hektish, what the Brises say, loy nehenin, v'loy mayalin. Now, I'm Rabbi Shloimeh the Icy Eitzim Yalma. Rabbi Shloimeh, if the Eitzim came from somewhere else, Haynu Diktani Gabi Hektish Loy Nen V'loy Mayalin. I understand that loch. Loy Nen Midrabanan V'loy Mayalin Midei Reis. You can't have ano Midrabanan, but at the same time, you're not mayal on the Dei Reis level. Why are you not mayal Midei Reis? The whole loy Kedishi, because the Eitzim came from somewhere else. They were never Kaddish. So there's no Milam HaDeiraisa stating that. It's on a tree. That's Hekdish. So the Chachamim said, don't be Nene. But you want to know why Loi Mayalin? Because the wood is not Hekdish. Why is it not Hekdish? Because the birds that made this nest, they didn't make it from the wood of the tree. So just like they didn't make the nest from the Hekdish tree in the Reisha, they didn't make the nest from the Asherah tree in the Sefer, which is precisely why, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's okay to go ahead and take the nest. But Eli, but according to the Maksha, who thought this was a riot to Rish Lakish, because he understood the Sefer is talking about where the birds took the wood from the Atze Asherah itself, then in the Reisha you have to be consistent. You have to tell me it's the same story. The story is that the birds took the wood to make the nest from the Hekdish. If that's the case, I'm Mailoi Mailin. Why is there no Isamila de Raisa? Hakidishi! This is Hekdish 101. It should be Yasir. So the Gemara says, no, Midi Iria, Hachabidun Labon, Lachemikanaskin. It's not Mukhat that it would be Hekdish. Because Hekdish, the only time Gidule Hekdish are Hekdish is only what grew before you were Makdish it. But there is a Mandama that holds that Gidulin Habon, Lachemikan. If someone's Makdish a tree and then it starts growing, what grows after you Makdish it, maybe it's not Hekdish. So maybe this halacha is going according to the Manda Omar that holds that Gidulin Haboyin La'achami cannot really not Hekdish. As a result, don't ask me kashas why there's no Issam Ilam Edei Raisa, assuming that the wood that was used for the nest came from the tree. It could be that's not a tiny Rabbi Voam, Rabbi Yosef, the name Rabbi Yechanan. I heard different tirades. You're right, it's a good kasha, really. Meaning, first glance, how did Rabbi Yechanan learn this halacha? There's a halacha over here that you have a kan sheberoisha asheira yatis. Why you let it take it? The assumption, lechura, is that where did the wood come from? The wood came from the tree itself. The wood came from the tree itself. It's Atzei Asher. You can't have enough from Atzei Asher. So Bishlem, according to Reish Lakish, it was Nishtabra. And even though it was Me'ilel, Avidus Kechomish Nishtabra Me'ilel Muteres. But according to Reb Yoichel, and that holds Avidus Kechomish Nishtabra Me'ilel Asura. So why you let Emma know? What's going on over here? So the first Teretz the Gemara said is, it's only true, Hocha B'mayaskina, we took the wood from somewhere else. Reb Avo said that I heard from Yoichel in a different Teretz. I heard, and Echanami, now let it go for the wood. The nest itself is off limits. My yatis, you know what yatis means? Befreichen. It means if somebody was going after the efreichen, you wanted the chickens that were inside, that's something you would be allowed to take. Okay, that has nothing to do with the asherah. It's punked in the asherah. But it's in the nest. That's on the asherah. But you're right, the nest itself, that you wouldn't be able to touch. I'll tell you what I heard. If you want the Efreichim, it's always going to be mutter. Whether it was on the tree of Hekdish, whether it was on the tree of Asher, you could always take it. It's not part of the tree, so it's always going to be mutter. The Beitzim, if you want the Beitzim, they're always going to be awesome. And the reason the Beitzim are going to be awesome is because the Beitzim need the tree. And being that they need the tree, it's always going to be awesome. Rav Ashi added, the Efreichen shetzrichen l'iman, if you have an Efreyach, which we said is always mutter, but if they need their mother, and the mother's in the nest, which is on the tree, kibetzim damu, then we look at it as beitzim, and in that case, it's going to be awesome. Another Mishnah, hamoitzi kelim, if somebody finds a keli, va'aleim, tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkoim, and it had one of three pictures on it. So somebody found a keli. You found the cup. And engraved in the cup was a picture. It was either the tzura of the chama, that's the sun, the levana, or the darkoim, that's this creature. You get rid of it, you throw it in, literally into the Dead Sea. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, not all kelim. Sha'ala mechubadim asurim. If it was on a bakovedig a kelim, the Gemara will explain. Then that's asit, ala mevuzim, but if it's not a keli, that's mevuza, it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, the Meimra, at first glance, how do you understand this Mishnah? The lahani hu de palchilu de midechini loy. Presumably, the reason why if you find these surahs on a keli, this keli is asa b'ana, is because it says in the Torah, yidbuk b'yadchum umim en acherev, leisavi te'ev el beisach, you can't have ana from a veidazar. And the assumption is that these three pictures on a keli equals, constitutes, avoidazara. As if to say these three things were things that the pagans worship. As if to say other things they didn't worship. Because if the pagans worshipped other things, then the halacha should be, if you find those other tzuras on kelim, then those kelim should also be asur because of the chashash that maybe you worshipped it. The Gemara says, Remini, is that true? The only things the pagans worshipped were the sun, the moon, and the darkoid. If somebody brings a carbon, he shechts an animal with the intention of it going l'avodah zarah. Which avodah zarah? The seas, the naharos, l'shum midbar, the desert, l'shum cham, l'shum levano, l'shum koychav u'mazalis, the stars and the constellations, l'shum michael saragadol, l'shum shulshul katan, a little worm. Harei l'ziv chemesim. It's all avodah zarah. Now, presumably, this halacha is discussing things that were common, things that actually happened. So you see that people used to worship the yamim and the naharis, the midbar, the kechav and the mazalis, michael sar hagadol, to the shilshon katan. They worship a lot of things. So why dafka these three things? Why tzuris chametz, tzuris levana, tzuris darkoin? Bechura, anything that people worship, which were many, if you find those tzuris on a keli, the halachas should be awesome. Rabbi Abaye said the obvious answer. Miflach lechol the mishkach palchi. If they have a desire, they worshipped anything they found. They were not very discriminatory when it came to what exactly they were willing to worship. However, meitzar upalchi, but to make a picture and then worship that keli where you made the picture, then they were already sticklers. They were a little bit more specific. Hani klosa dechshivi tzairi lehu upalchi lehu lemidi achrini. Over there, we assume that they didn't worship it. So if you see a keli that has the picture of a shilshul katan, l'noi ba'alma avdi lehu, we assume it was a noi, they made it l'noi ba'alma, it's not going to be us. Zok digmar, mankit, Rav Sheshes chumri masnaisa. Rav Sheshes used to collect difficult brises and mishnayis, v'tani, and he used to say pshat. And this is an example of a difficult brisa that Rav Sheshes had collected, and where Rav Sheshes explained. It's actually not so difficult if you help cop. Kol ha-mazolos mutarim, chutz mi-mazol chama u-levana. The first part of the Braisa says, all constellations are mutar. Mutar for what? The Gemara's Rav Sheshes is going to explain that. But all mazolos are mutar, with the exception of the cham and the levana. V'chol ha-partzuf ha-mutarim, all faces are mutar. Chutz mi-parts of other, except for the face of a person. V'chol ha-tzurois mutarim, all pictures are mutar. Chutz mi-tzuris darken, except for darken. So the Braisa said three things. All mazolos amutar with the exception of cham and levana. All partzufin amutar with the exception of adam. And all tzurois amutar with the exception of dark. Essentially, four things were asa. The cham and the levana, that was in the reisha. The adam, that's the mitziyasa, that's the middle case. And darkon, that's the sefer, that's the third case. Oh, my God. So Rav Sheshes explained. Kol mazolos mutar, chutz mi-mazol cham and levana. What are we talking about? Am I asking? Ilema ba'isa, are we talking about making these things? Is that what the Braisa means? The Braisa, the first part of the Braisa, is discussing making the tzura of the mazel. As if to say, you're allowed to make the tzura of a mazel. Just literally make it in your workshop. You're allowed to make the tzura of a mazel, with the exception of the cham and the levan. That's not true. Because Iba Isa kol mazel is mishari. Is that true? All the mazel is amuter. Foksiv, we know this halacha. We'll speak about it more tomorrow's daf mitzvah. Loisasun iti alei hei chesev alei hei zav. Loisasun lochem. You're not allowed to make and it says leisasun iti, and we learn from there leisasun kedmusha moshe yamasham shulavani b'mar. We're not allowed to make tzuros on the mazalos. This is a very basic halacha. It's discussed in the Masechta Rosh Hashanah at length. But the point, you're not allowed to make certain tzuros of the shamoshim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So if you can't make them, how could the Braisa say kolam mazalos mutar muted to make? No way. That's not true. Ella pshita. It's pashur Rav Sheshes said. But might say that the Braisa must be talking about somebody who found a keli that had the tsurois of the mazolos on the keli. And in fact, the Reish is saying our Mishnah, Kiditna, Hamoitze Kelim Aleim, Tzuris Chametz, Tzuris Levana, Tzuris Darkum, Lo Ilichem, Liyama Melach. And that's what the Braisa is saying. If a person finds a keli that has kol mazolos, what's the halacha? Mutaris, Chutz, Micham, Levana. That's our Mishnah. It's mentioning two of the three things that our Mishnah said are usher if you find it on a keli. The two that are mazolos. So kol mazolos mutaris if you find it on a keli, with the exception of cham and levan. But the Gemara says, Ibn Maitse, if the first part of the Braisa is discussing someone who found a keli that has tzuras on it, Ibn Mitziyasa, look at the middle case. Me, look at the second case of the Braisa. What was the second case? Kol ha-partzufais mutarim, chutz mi-partzufatim. Now, Ibn Maitse, if we're talking about where somebody found a keli, and the Braisa is saying that if they had a picture of something, it's going to be mutar. Unless the picture was of a human being. Parts of Adam is aser. Where do you find that a parts of Adam is aser? If somebody finds a keli with the face of a man, that's not what the Mishnah said. You don't see anything about a parts of Adam. So it doesn't sound like we're discussing our Mishnah. El Pshita, it's Pashit, says the Rav Sheshes. What must the second case of the Braisa be discussing? Ba'isa. Not the Isser Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about our Mishnah, our Sugi of Kalat Salam. We're talking about the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about making a Paratzof. Ukid Rav Unibrei Rav Yeshua. And it's fact, Rav Unibrei Rav Yeshua said that you're not allowed to make the Paratzof of a human being. You can make the Paratzof of any other creature, but not the Paratzof of a human being. We'll see why. But the bottom line is, Rashi says, the Kaman Bishmaitim. We're going to get to it later in the Sugi. But for right now, that must be what the second case is talking about. But the Gemara says, Viba Isa. But if the second case is talking about Oysa, then the third case is probably also talking about Oysa. Meaning, Kolat Surois Mutar, and you can make the Tzura of another of anything, but you can't make the Tzura of a Darkon. Where do you find you can't make Tzura's Darkon? Viba Oysa Tzura's Darkon, Yasser. Vok Sivle Sasuniti Lehechas of Lehezop. Hani in Tzura's Darkon Le Elopshita. What must the last case of the Brysa be talking about? Bemoitse. The Brysa that says it's an Isser Darkon is not talking about making a Darkon, because there is no Isser to make a Darkon. It must be talking about if you found a Keli and it had on it the Tzura of a Darkon. It's going to be awesome. All the tzuras on mutar except for darkin. What's the precedence for that? Our Mishnah. Okay, the Tanan. Amoitzi kelim v'aleim tzuras chama. The halacha is that it's going to be aser. We need the etc. Tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkin. So the Mishnah had said tzuras darkin is awesome. That's probably what the safe is. So again, you had a brice over here with a brice that said three halachas. All mazalei samutar except for chama levana. All partsufai samutar except for adam. And all tzuras amutar except for darkin. The Reisha presumably is talking about what does it mean mutter and aser? Might say. We're talking about the laws of Avodah Zarah. Somebody found kelim and it has the picture of mazalos, it's mutter except for chama levana. That's the only thing it can mean. The mitziyasa that says kol ha partsufa is mutar except for parts of adam is not talking about Avodah Zarah, because you don't find anywhere that there's a halacha that if you find a kelim that has the picture of a man, it's going to be awesome Avodah Zarah. What it probably means is the halacha of Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, we're talking about the iser of making something, creating a tzura, leisasuniti, leisasun oisi, kidmusi, that's probably what it's talking about. That's parts of adam we find is awesome. And then the last case that says kol ha tzura is mutar and chutz mi parts darkon, that again is probably talking about our Mishnah, because there's no issa to make a darkon, yet we have a mefurish Mishnah that says if you find a keli with the tzura of darkon, it's going to be aser. So what are you left with? Reisha v'seifa b'moitzei u'mitziyasa ba'isa? It's a hard brisa. That's where Rav Sheshet has collected it. So Rav Sheshet, what's going on? The first part is talking about the laws of Avodah Zarah. The second part of the brisa is talking about the halachas of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah of Leisasuniti. And then the third case again is talking about being nana from Avodah Zarah. I'm Rabbi incorrect. Reisha v'seifa b'moitzi u'mitziyasa ba'isa. Rav Amar Rav said a different shot. Kula b'moitzi. Really, the whole brisa is discussing our Mishnah. What was the one problem? The mitziyasa. What was the issue with the mitziyasa? Mitziyasa said that if you find the keli, the way Rav is understanding the brisa, and it has on it the parts of an adam, it's going to be aser. Our Mishnah said chama levana and darkin. The brisa now is saying chama levana in the reisha, darkin in the seifa, and it's adding adam in the mitziyasa. So Rav, there's another tana. Mitziyasa Rav Yehuda. Time you learn to the brisa. Rav Yehuda moisef aft musmenik. Rav Yehuda was moisef. If somebody finds a keli and has on it the picture of a woman that's nursing, or visar apis, or a master, a sar. As in, here we have it with a samach, but as if it's a sar with a sin. A sar that's giving people food, the halacha is, those tzurais are also considered chashav. We assume that the person was worshipping those tzurais, and the halacha is, they're going to be awesome. And the reason is, meinika al shem chava, shemeinika kol olam kula. The idea of meinika is al shem chava, that chava was meinika kol olam kula. It's a reference to her. Sar apis al shem yosef, shesarum apis is kol olam kula. Yosef HaTzadik, who supported the world, thus it has a chshivas. We look at it as if it's considered Avodah Zarah. The caveat is, the only time the Sar Apis is considered a tzur, it's considered Avodah Zarah, is if this person is actually holding a griva, he's actually supportive. The only time a nurse, a woman that nurses, is considered something is if she's holding a child and she's physically nursing. But the bottom line is, the whole Braisa said Rav is talking about our halachas, so whereas our Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a fourth. What's the fourth? And if it has the tzura of a meinika, or the tzura of a sar apis, a woman that's nursing a child, or a person of power that's supporting his underlings, same idea. But the bottom line is, that would also be something that once upon a time the pagans used to worship. Exhale. So before we end, just to go back and speak out one other ha'ara regarding the sugya of Cholov Stam. So yesterday, you know, we spent about 45 minutes going through the sugya a little bit as it relates to the halacha of Cholov Yisrael, Cholov Akum, Cholov Stam, Cholov companies, Shebimdina Seinu, and the feeling was that, you know, obviously in order to properly understand the sugya, you have to go through the Gemara. So Daf Yomi learns these Gemaras once every 7.5 years. So we're not going to go through it now. When else are we going to have time to go through it? And really, we mentioned that, you know, there's a Mishnah, obviously, that says, Lamed Heo Medbeis, Cholov Shechol Ve'akum Ve'en Yisro Re'eyu is Aser. Then there's a Mishnah Lamed Tesa Medbeis, Cholov Shechol Ve'akum Yisro Re'eyu is going to be Mutter. And there was a big discussion in the Rishonim and later in the Achronim, the Prichadosh and the Radvaz and the Chassam Sofer and many, many, many other Gedolim that discussed what would be the halach if you had Cholov Shechol Ve'akum. The Ein Yisrael Re'eyu, but there's a very strong umdana that there's no Chol of Tameh that was Nisarev in this. And the reason is because you live in a shtetl where the Pasha wasn't a behemoth Tameh to be found. As far as we know, it's almost beyond the realm of possibility that there would be a taruvis of Chol of Tameh, which was the Sibas or Isser of Chol of Akim in the first place. So the question is, in that case, would it be Mutter or would it be Asr? So the Prichadosh said that it would be Mutter. He says that the Radvaz wrote a tshuva about it as well. He says that he was Noyig in Amsterdam himself. He saw people, there were a few Kedoshim that were Nizer, but most people, the Moinam, were Mater. The Chassam Sofer came very, very strong on this Prichadosh. And the Chassam Sofer says that, yeah, that Kehila that the Prichadosh found in Amsterdam was a Portuguese Kehila. They followed the Menhagim of the Radvaz, but as it relates to the Ashkenazi world, it's Pashit that based on the Mardchai and the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Sharidur and Rashi, and the Chassam Sofer said it's a Rashi and a Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph, and he said it's Pashit that when the Chachamim asked Chol of Akum, they asked it as a Davar Shevet Minyan, and even if you can tell me Svaris why you think there's no Chashav Kiris, it doesn't matter, it's just like Vina. Vina's Akum is also, even if they're not Maimidip Akebis Nevela, because it's Davar Shevet Minyan, right? Davar Shevet Minyan is also. The Tam could be Batul, the Isser is still going to be Kayan. It's in that same vein, the Chassam Sofer held that Chol of Akum, even if there's no Chash at all, it's going to be awesome. He spoke out from the Aruch HaShulchan very, very clearly. He said, at the end of the day, Roiv, G'dayle Apoiskim held like the Chassam Sofer, not like the Prichadosh, and he doesn't mention the Prichadosh Chassam Sofer by name, but he says that Roiv G'dayle Yisrael held B'shitas Chassam Sofer, that's a Davish of a Minyan, and it's for that reason he says, you have to be Machmer, and he was Koyre Togar, Al Oysan HaMakilim, and he even told a story about someone who was Makel, and he found out afterwards that he was being Nichshel Machal Sasuris. The bottom line is that the Pashtis, certainly the Minig Ashkenaz was that you go al derech the Chassam Sofer, not al derech the Prichadosh. Stating that, Rav Moshe wrote a game-changing tshuva. Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, and the first tshuvas that Rav Moshe wrote were printed in Yerideya, Igros Moshe Chelik Aleph, tshuva Mem Zayin Mem Ches Mem Tes, where Rav Moshe said that today in America, it's different. And really, people misquote the tshuva, but if you understand the tshuva properly, what Rav Moshe was trying to say was that today in America, because when people buy milk products, they're not buying it from some mom and pop farmer, but rather they're buying it from some company, some corporation that's governed by the federal government, USDA, FDA, there's inspections, etc., etc. There's an umdan of the muchach, there's a mirsis, there's an anan sahadi, which Rav Moshe proved from different sugis and shas, blibes Korea ba'alma, where clear that there's no way in the world is taruvis of Chol of Tameh. And Rav Moshe held that Anan Tzadi was much stronger than anything the Prichadosh and the Chassam Sofer ever discussed. I mean, the Prichadosh and the Chassam Sofer were discussing where there was no behemoth Tameh in the Shtat. I hear. It meant that chances are there was no taruvis of Chol of Tameh. But Rav Moshe felt that the mirsis that exists today is even more than that. That mirsis is Kiri'iyah. It creates such a level of certainty that there's no taroivas of Chol of Tameh that it's as if we saw the milk being milked. We literally watched it throughout its process until it got wrapped in the wrapper and you actually ate it. And Rav Moshe said, if that's the case, then I don't have to come on to a Pichadosh. We don't have to go Keneged Chassam Sofer. Who are we to be Machriya Ben Ashley Ravid? We don't have to go down that road. But today, Chol of companies is Chol of Yisrael. It's Chol of Yisrael. Because the definition of Chol of Yisrael is either Chol of Shechol Yisrael or Chol of Shechol Akum V'Yisrael Re'eyu. And if Cholav Shechol Ve'Yakov Yisrael Re'ehu is Cholav Yisrael. Today's Anan Sahadi creates Re'iyah, Ramosha says it in the Tshuva clearly. You just have to take a look and go through it like a mensch. That's what Ramosha was saying. So he says, L'kulei Alma, Af B'Loishita Sapri Chodesh. He says it very, very clearly. It's going to be Mutter because Cholav Shechol Ve'Yakov Yisrael is going to be Mutter. You know, somebody told me, I heard this from a Choshev Rav. He said that he once thought to say a Chiddush that, you know, people have a Chumrah not to eat Cholav Stam, Aseris Yimei Tshuva. But the emes is, if you hold like Rav Moshe, could be there's no mokum even for such a chumrah, because Rav Moshe held cholav stam is cholav Yisrael. So if the pshat is you're going to be soimich on the prichodesh, let's say, okay, so chaserus mitzvah, be chayish for the rave poiske Yisrael, because I'm soif for the chulu. But that's not what you're doing. Rav Moshe wasn't saying be soimich on the prichodesh. Rav Moshe was saying that today in America, all that literature, everything that we have, all the tshuvas that were written, not applicable to a certain degree. Because today everything changed. The Pikuach HaMamshalah creates Ria. So it's Cholav Yisrael. It's Cholav Shechol Vayakum V'Yisrael Re'eyu, which is Cholav Yisrael. Either way, that was Ramosha's tshuva. But the emes is that Ramosha himself said, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. And the reality is that many Yidden, a tremendous chelik klal Yisrael, they don't eat Chol of Yisrael. And they're not, and the reason they don't is really, there's different reasons. Some people don't want to be Samech Ramesh's cool. At the end of the day, Ramesh wrote a tshuva and they don't want to be Samech on Ramesh. So now this week's Ramesh is the art site, right? They don't want to go with Ramesh. Or Ramesh himself said Bal Nefesh Yachmer. So you see, Ramesh himself already opened up the door for there being the vart of somebody feeling that he doesn't want to take on the kula and he wants to be machmer. Additionally, specifically in the Chassidish Kreizen, there's different Mesoira as it relates to Cholav Akum. So just to really bring out the other side, so to speak, so I think it's kedai to speak out of tshuva. And this tshuva is from Moshe Sternbuch. It's in Shailos Tshuvas. Tshuvas van Hoges, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Mem Aleph, which I think is a very nice likut, so to speak, of the tzad lahachmer. It says, Yesh soimchen al Rabbeinu ha-chazanish zatzal shakasa. There are people that rely on the chazanish. The b'mokim sheyesh b'kuach memshala loy la'arev b'cholav min acha. There are people who rely on the Chazanish. Spoke this out yesterday. The Chazanish said it as well. I mean, he didn't say it as sharp as Ramosha said it, but the Chazanish definitely said everything Ramosha said. Yesh lahat cholav akum. That was Shamati, says Rav Sternbuch. I heard me. I'm going Rabbi Yisrael Veltz Zatzal. Sheshal pi Rabbeinu Chazanish Zatzal. Veheshiv, and the Chazanish told him she ain't dvarav lemaisa klal. Eloli. So Ramosha didn't say that. Chazanish said that. But Rav Sternbuch starts with the Chazanish, which is essentially Ramosha's tshuva, and that the Chazanish said that he only meant it for Yeladim Ketanim, he also only meant it for Yeladis Teich Shloshim. So if there's some level of Shas Adchak, then you could do it. So that's the first thing Rav Sternbuch said, that you want to be go with this kula, if you're being soimich on the Chazanish only meant it in those circumstances. That's number one. Number two, he says, you're doing Divrei Agro Zatzal. Be'inim Mayim Achroinim. Shechazal Lo Gilu. And we just spoke out the Gro with regards to Maya Megulim, Mashke Megulim, where the Gro, they bring in the Maisa Rav, and the Gro said, because any time the Chachamim were Megalos, the Tam of an Isser, specifically Machalos Asuris, that was the context of Maya Megulim. Rav Sternbuch in the Tshuva is discussing Maya Machroinim, but he said there's always the Tam Nigla and there's the Tam Nister, but there's many Tam, and that's why the Goyin said that even though the Chashash Maya Megulim is no longer applicable, but that's because, you know, there's no Nechashim and Akrovim Beinenu, but there's the Tam Nister, and the Tam Nister is applicable. So says Rav Sternbuch, V'gam kan b'cholav akum, mekubul she'en atam yishum chashash cholav tomi levad. Elo kenira gam kedei lahavul esonu ma'akum. That the idea of cholav akum was also related to being mavdolos. So there was like a Yud Ches Dvarim component to the halacha of Cholav Akum. The chain hevi agoin akodesh Rav Chaim Mitzan Zatzal b'shem Chomav Abaruch Tam Zatzal shekapolu biyode ishmi piyish zeu takonu keduma v'loy rak miatam shepirsh shum yishum shchash Cholav Tame v'chein kosa baruch hashulchan, and that piece of hashulchan says it as well, shekach mekubu migdoy liadoyriz v'ayin sham meisenoyra mi'inyan hazeh. That's the meisenoyra that we reference. So number two, says Rav Sternbuch, there's always the Tam Nigla, and then there's the Tam Nister. So from the Tam Nister perspective, you have the idea like the Gain. The Gain didn't want to drink Mashik and Megulim. So Kal V'Chaymer, my Machreinim, he spoke about different time, even though maybe the Zuama that Chachom worried about isn't relevant, but he said still you have to wash my Machreinim, because there's always a Tam Nister. So the Tam Nister over here, and he said, not just that, there's a Messiah from Chaim Tzanze in the name of his Shved, the Baruch Tam, that it was related, it was a Yud Ches Dvarim thing. Even though we went through the Sugya, it was clear that it's not from the Yud Ches Dvarim. It wasn't Mishum Chasnus, it was Mishum Chalav Tami. Bishul was and Yayin was. But there's a Messiah that it was related to that in the Tam Nister, not in the Tam Nigla, based on that, says Rav Sternbuch. That's another reason you have to be Machmer. Then he says, V'yesh lahakbid ma'oid al Isser Chalav Akim. The Admer, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak Milabavich Zatzal, Kabbalah Biyodai, Shashoysa Cholavakum, if someone drinks Cholavakum, Pugin Etzlei Bamuna, it can rear on his Amuna. The Ovis Avisenu Hikpidu Ma'oid Mitam Kamos, the Daibazel Lahor, the Elushe Tirukam, Umaysim Heksher, and then he speaks very, very, very sharp, and he says at the end, Vashoysim Gamayim Cholavakum, the Seychim Alpikuch Memshalti, I don't even want to end off by saying what he says. He says dvarim charifim. He says very, very sharp, does Rav Sternbuch, in terms of the idea. But either way, be'ikr, what he's saying is, number one, the Chazon Ish held, don't just be soimach. It's true. It's a tshuva. Yesh lehem amal lismoich. He said yoladim, and he said yoledes toishloishim. He wouldn't feed them tarifas, but he felt that Chalav companies b'medina seinu was something you could be saimachan, but it was only a shasat chak. But if it wasn't a shasat chak, he wasn't willing to be matarit, said Rav Sternbuch. Additionally, you have the whole idea of the tam nistar and befrat as it relates to Chalav Akum. We have a gilui from Rabbi Seinu Akdoshim in terms of what the Tam Nista was, where Chaim Sanza said in the name of Yishver Baruch Tam, and then he brings from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchak, who said that there's a Kabbalah that someone drinks Chol of Akam, he's Pogim Etzlei Amunah. So either way, from the pure halachic standpoint, Rav Moshe wrote his tshuva in Igros Moshe. But at the same time, there is an idea about Nefesh Yachim, and Nemesis is a tshuva for Rav Moshe himself that he wrote in 1970 to a yeshiva, where the yeshiva was, they wanted to know, is it okay, should they serve Chalav companies, or maybe they should spend the extra money and serve Chalav Yisrael? So Rav Moshe told them to serve better Chalav Yisrael. He said, Mitzachinov, let the children know that there's an idea of being machmer when it comes to Yisurim. Either way, he says, that's the tshuva. What would Rav Moshe respond? Rav Moshe would say it's not Chalav Akum. Rav Moshe would say that it's Chalav Yisrael. If you're Mako and you eat Chalav companies, you're not eating Chalav Akum. Chalav Akum is Pogim Nemuna and Chanami, but you're not eating Chalav Akum. Eating Chalav companies, again, this is way above my pay grade, but you know, yesterday we got all excited. We spoke out Rav Moshe's tshuva that many of Klal Yisrael are soymechan, certainly all the machshirim in America that give hechsherim on Chol of Stam products, they're all soymechan on Rav Moshe's tshuva, but of course, there are many that are machmer, and leave it at that.